Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to From Here to There Radio, demystifying the journey with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Do you feel stuck moving forward? Are you ready for a life you love? Diane is dedicated to helping you be in alignment with your purpose. If you are ready for creating positive change in your life, here is your host of From Here to There Radio, Diane Garris.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to From Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey. I'm your host, Diane Garris, and I thank you for listening. The music you just heard in my promo there is the title track from Mystics 9 from my award-winning album, Mystics 9. So you can find me and my various products and services that help you move forward on your path at my website, dianegarris.com, or dianegarrismusic.com, and that's Diane, D-Y-A-N, with a Y, not Dylan, D-Y-A-N, Diane, and also at my new Labor of Love, spameditations.com, where we have beautiful video meditations for you, which actually we're soon putting on Amazon Prime. So you'll be able to get those with your Amazon Prime subscription. Super excited about that. Just a quick recap here. So on our last show, we talked with Michelle Van de Pass, who's a business consultant, marketing and manifesting expert extraordinaire. And we were talking about heart-centered creative marketing and how to attract more clients in your life. And so if you're trying to expand your spiritual business or any business, actually, and make more money, Michelle Van de Pass is the go-to person to help you with that. I think it's, she's got a lot of websites, but I think it's michellevandepass.com. And on my New Age Notes segment last time, I also had award-winning flutist Sheree Finzer on talking about her work and her record label, Heart Dance Records, and how she followed her inner voice that got her to where she is today. So the reason I'm bringing all that up is because that all sort of leads into today's show, which is about following your inner voice and how to get to where you want to be. So today's show is Following the Voice Within, a Complete Life Game Changer. And my very special guest is Dr. Joan Hangartner. Joan Hangartner. A real doctor. I always want to put an N in there. A Hang Garter, a real doctor, actually, with a fascinating story, and who's also known now as Joan of Angels. So now, truly amazing woman, truly amazing story. I'm going to let her share that with you in her own way, but I'm just going to kind of put this in a little nutshell. It's a story of how she went from being a successful California chiropractor, like I said, a real doctor, to an experience of extreme poverty, and I mean extreme, actually. And, you know, I've had that experience myself, so I get it. But I found this out. I didn't know she had it, and I've actually met her. I didn't know she had that experience, but I found out by reading her book, really, really well written, called The Miracle Makers Club. And then that her whole story is how she became Joan of Angels, who is now artist, author, and visionary. And then later on in my New Age Notes segment, my musical guest is Michael Werlow, who is also going to share a little bit about his journey of from successful restaurateur to those hard times that we all had, 2008, 2010, and then how that led him into following his musical dreams, which is also a fascinating story. So what I'm hoping that you ultimately take away from this show is how to successfully follow your own inner voice from here to wherever you are to there, which is exactly where you want to be. So I'm reminding you that you can call in with your questions about, because we're live here, so call in with your questions for Joan about anything we're talking about at 1-800-930-2819. Again, 800-930-2819. Welcome, Joan, Joan of Angels. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, Diane. That was just so beautiful. Your whole introduction going from here to there. I'm in.
Well, thank you. I mean, you are the from here to there lady. So let me just give a little introduction to our listeners about you, because, I mean, truly extraordinary story. And so let me just give them a little background of you. So Dr. Joan Ann Garter, known by many as Joan of Angels. She is a transformational healer, a visionary artist, a personal consultant for entrepreneurs, visionaries, and others to manage these legendary times. And you know what, Joan? These are legendary times. We have not, right?
I mean, we have not seen the life that, no, this is truly legendary times. Thank God we're talking about them.
Exactly. So Joan has had the gift of clairsentience, clairaudience, clairvoyance since early childhood. And, you know, I'm going to say this here, Joan, because the time that you came in, and even me, actually, and maybe a lot of people, you know, that those gifts were not acceptable. So I think you were probably taught to stuff those down, right? Like, I'm not hearing this. I'm not seeing you. I'm not, right?
Well, right. Well, I was, but I had a, you know, I was a Pisces, and I was so shy, Diane. I just lived inside. I literally hid inside of a closet half my time. So I lived in my own inner world. So actually it became real to me, but because I was so quiet, I would never have dreamed of sharing that with anyone. In fact, I didn't even know it was different than other people.
So that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So nobody told you, like, children are seen and not heard. Did you ever hear that? That was a phrase.
Well, yes, I heard that. Yes, yes. We all have, you know, of course, and you don't talk, you don't really speak your truth. As a child, right. Well, and I was a very frightened child. I had a tough childhood. I had an abusive father. I really did hide in closets. I was afraid to use my voice, and I first ran away at the age of 3, ran up on the roof, and the door locked behind me. And it was hours before they found me. But I did. I learned to listen to the voices inside because they did protect me.
Okay. That's amazing. See, I didn't know that. So running up there. Okay, you're even more amazing than I suspected.
And we could go forever.
Exactly. For all our listeners, I actually had the pleasure of meeting Joan of Angels, who came to an event that we had in Casa Grande, Arizona, and was our keynote speaker. And so I know her. Well, I didn't know you went up on the roof, but all right. Having the gifts of clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance since early childhood, and then having to kind of like run away from those. But her work now, just to give you more info here, aligns your body and your mind and your spirit. and raises your vibrational frequency. So I want to get into that too. And teaches you how to access your own special, unique gifts. So now here's what's really super interesting. In 2013, Joan received messages from her guide to paint 33 angels in 30 days. And then she became a visionary through that work. She became a visionary artist and a channel whose work allows you to feel the presence of spirit. Now I can attest to this, but you never painted anything before, right?
Well, I had painted a bit, years before, and I painted mostly flowers. And I wasn't very accomplished at it. I would sort of, it was just a painting here or there. So, but it wasn't until that night that I actually, was told to dive in. I had been told by a dear friend who passed that I would one day be a famous visionary artist. And I used to say to him, well, I don't paint angels. And he said, Joan, I really see it. And the day before he died, he reaffirmed it. So the moment I heard those voices, paint 33 angels in 30 days. You have to understand, I lost everything twice, Diane. So this was the second time, and I was pretty despaired again. And when I heard that voice to paint the 33 angels, it became my lifeline to listen to the voice of spirit. Because and this is for our listeners, it's like I suddenly realized, look, my way has not helped. I'm not getting anywhere there where I thought I was supposed to go. I'm like off track. And so when I heard the voice of spirit, it was like sending an anchor down to rescue someone or a life jacket to someone who's drowning. And yeah. So that's how I began painting. And so every painting was like I tuned in to hear spirit. And then I hung them up, Diane, and the most crazy thing, they started to talk to me. They started to tell me I have to bring people. People need to connect with the angels. And people would walk in the room, and I'd literally see their wings, and they'd start to learn how to carry that energy. So they taught me then. And because it was my lifesaver, I said yes every step of the way because I was afraid I'd collapse again.
I hear you, my darling. All right, so we have to take a little break here. But when we come back, we're going to get more of the story, and then we're going to find out how people can use all of this to get from where they want to go. All right, we'll be right back.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, give me the joy, make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
And we are back. I'm your host, Diane Garris, and my guest tonight, my very special guest, Joan of Angels. And Joan, you know, we were just talking a little bit before the break about your transformational healer, and tell people where they can find you if they want to connect with you, not just for your artwork, but for your, you know, we were talking about how to turn on your master healer switch, increase your energy, your vitality, your mastery. So where can they find you to do all that?
All right. Well, I have to tell you, that's very extraordinary work, Diane, where I actually teach people how to clear away what doesn't serve you. And I teach you how to access your master switch. It's actually awesome. I used to teach it to my patients. I teach it to my clients. I teach it to anyone who wants to make this shift. You can find it at www.joanofangels.com. And I think if you /consultations, probably the best way to do it.
Well,
okay,
which
is Joan of Angels, you'll see it.
Yeah, exactly, because your website is beautiful and easy to navigate. So if they go to joanofangels.com, it's easy to see how do I get a consultation. It was a beautiful website, Joan. All right.
Thanks, love.
So you're very welcome. All right, so let's go back to this journey, okay? So you're a successful chiropractor, really, I mean successful, and then you get, what, in a car accident, and then you lose everything, and then you, I mean, I'm going to let you tell it, but it's just extraordinary. So I do want to hear then about how you came to do the Miracle, to the club, the Miracle Makers Club. So I want you to tell us all about this. So go ahead.
All right. Flash forward. It's 1997. And I had been practicing a long time. I was already in a lot of pain. And I did have a major car accident. I hit the side head on. Well, not head on with the people, but head on into the passenger side of their car. And so at that point, I was in tremendous pain and was unable to go back to work. And as a result of that, I ended up losing everything, every penny. I lost my home, my car, my practice, everything. But I also want to say that at the same time, at that period of my life, I was with a very abusive man. I very rarely ever talk about it. In fact, I'm only talking about because I know our listeners, no one's living a perfect life. And it's so hard when you're in a struggle to find your way back. And so I'm really reaching to those people who are wanting to know, how do you find your way back? And I'm going to tell you how I found my way back, because we lost everything. And I lost everything twice, Diane. I really want to be transparent. I'm an expert at it, but I'm also an expert at what it takes to really realign yourself from the bottom on up, okay? Because I know how to go from top down and bottom up. Okay. And the first thing that I tell everyone is you have to really start to believe in yourself. Now, I lost everything, Diane, the first time because between the abusive man and the pain in my body, I had no reserves to shift my life. And I lost everything. And what it took to get back was for my kids and I, for us to really start to believe in ourselves again. I mean, because we had nothing. And 25 cents was a miracle. I remember when I couldn't get money for a stamp. So for us to get back was truly a miracle. And it was my daughter. I don't even know how it happened. We started to hold hands and chant. And my kids knew Om. So we started chanting Om. And we started to visualize what we really wanted. So it didn't matter that we were hungry. We could see what we really wanted. And so we learned how to go from the 3D, like the misery we were in, to create a picture in our minds, in the astral levels, and all to make it real. And so each of us made it real. And see,
that is the key to making it real. That's the key. Go ahead.
We had to make the vision of who we wanted to become and where we wanted to go more real than where we were. And our belief that it would manifest, my daughter said to me, Mom, when we find our way, when we have money again, can we go around the world teaching other children so they don't have to suffer like we did? And that was the beginning of the Miracle Makers Club, Diane. So it was from the mouth of an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. And I have chills as we're talking, so I know we're touching people's hearts. But that's how we did it. And it's in that book. You know, the book, you can get it through the website. I have the exact steps. But really, honestly, it comes from reshifting your belief about yourself all over again, that you can go from here to there, that you are worthy, that these talents are real. You are who you really think you are.
Exactly. And you know what I really want to sort of underline and underscore here for people, because the way this thing was taught to people is so wrong, and it really does rankle me to this day. If you were in that situation and you came upon the secret or whatever, I don't want to get into any, you know, but you came upon those teachings and then you wrote yourself a check for $1 million and you stuck it on your refrigerator, and it can't become real, because what happens is it stays linear. So I think the most important thing that you're sharing here and with everybody is that we had to make it real in the other realms. It's not flat and linear. It's not, we didn't stick a check on our refrigerator and put a lot of mental energy on it, right?
Well, yes. So let's just say it's beyond the secret, you know, and it's beyond the law of attraction, which says, okay, I want $1 million. And you put it out in the universe. It's sort of like an order of ham and eggs. You know, I want ham and eggs. Well, I want $1 million. But if you're in struggle and you go, well, I want $1 million. I'm so in debt. I can't believe it. Give me that $1 million. What the universe will do is always keep it close enough that you're begging for it.
That's right. Because you created limitation.
Yes, you
just created limitation. And so if we understand ourselves as creators and we understand that we're really good at creating limitation, and then just don't do that. All right. So you've lost everything and you're not just putting a check on your refrigerator and putting mental energy on it. You're saying, okay, let's create this. And you know, children are wonderful for creating, right? Because they don't know how to make limitations. So you're creating this with your two children, and you're going, okay, here's what we're doing. Now you actually created it, and here's the way I call it. We create it in 3D, right?
Well, I created it in, I'd say, in the astral and 5D.
Yeah, 5D.
And then it manifested down into the 3D.
There you go. All right. So tell me what happens next now. So you...
Oh, my God. Well,
yeah.
Really, this is truly miraculous. It's sort of an interesting part of the story. We were now in my sister's house in a bedroom at my sister's, and they kindly took us in. And I was just really praying for a miracle. Now, I had shifted my consciousness to not just, because I was receiving messages, because I was writing a lot and receiving a lot of channeled messages. And I finally got that it wasn't, that the more I asked for a miracle, the further away it was. And I heard this message that was really, well, it's not what, you know, spirit and source can do for you, it's what you can do for them. You know, why would spirit grant you these miracles? You know, what are you offering? What are you ready to offer? You know, and here I was in hiding, you know, poverty, miserable, depressed, hiding. And now I'm being challenged. What can you offer to the planet? You know,
What did you say?
Well, you know, I remembered my vision. I was here to heal and inspire millions of people. So I promised, and my children promised, that when we got our miracles and, you know, the kind of money back, when we got our miracles, we would go around the world teaching people how, we would literally launch the Miracle Makers Club and teach people how to create miracles in their life. And so, Diane, after that happened, I'm home alone one day. My kids are at their school. My sister's at work. And my sister used to get the Wall Street Journal but throw it away, you know, never read it. And suddenly it was lying on the kitchen table. No one knows how it got there. And the insurance company that had wrongfully denied my benefits was in these headlines, okay? And suddenly I realized that they had shafted other people before me. And lo and behold, Diane, as a result of that moment and those prayers, we ended up winning a huge lawsuit that changed case law around the country, and that helped hundreds of thousands of people across the country get their disability benefits. So that was miracle number one, okay? Huge. Okay?
Yeah.
Totally shifted my mind about what's possible.
Okay, so we have to take a break, but I think you, in your book, didn't you say you didn't get those benefits? I don't know, but here, let's talk about that when we come back, and we'll be right back.
Perfect.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
And we're back from Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey. My special guest tonight is Joan of Angels, and you can find her at joanofangels.com. So before the break, we were talking about Joan's life, and okay, fine, she got this sort of settlement from everything, and then amazingly, she lost everything again, all right? So, that's a karmic lesson, people. Okay, so here. So, Joan, after that, you're hearing this voice again about what am I really supposed to do and how do I get from here to there? And, okay, so you hear this voice, and this voice is telling you to paint these angels. And, by the way, you're an amazing artist. And I'm going to encourage everybody, Joan of Angels has these beautiful angel cards.
Oh, dear.
Oh. Yeah.
Diane, you have to carry on for 1 second. I have a puppy. Tell them about how great the art is.
I will. All right. Joan of Angels has wonderful angel cards called Miracle Messages, and she paints all these. And then she also has, like, a clothing line, and she has amazing things here that she does. But the amazing thing is that she was told to paint all of these things, paint these angels in 30 days. All right, are you back with us, darling? Hello? We all know about puppies.
Okay, sorry.
All right, that's all right. We know about puppies. All right, so I'm talking about your cards, and I really wanted to say, before the show, I pulled a card that is just from your beautiful hand-painted deck, and I pulled a card for our show, and it was Sacred Kingdom, and the message says, Master teachers are giving you the keys. You have the wisdom to share. Okay, I thought that was like the perfect card for our show, because if we don't share ourselves, then we are not doing what we came to do. So,
right.
All right. So here, fast forward, and you are, you know, you've gotten your settlement, you've lost it again, you've gotten rid of the abusive guy, blah, blah, everything. Now you have this clean slate, and you're told to paint these 33 angels in 30 days, I think it is. All right, so you paint them, and you've never painted before. That's what I think is extraordinary, one of the things that's extraordinary about you. You never really painted before, right?
Except to dabble. So I had dabbled.
Right.
But I had never really painted anything that you'd want to share with the world.
Right. So you paint these things, And then what?
So, oh, my God. Then we put them on the wall in the loft and discovered that I had created an angel portal. And they explained to me that as the paintings, they said, we're coming to you so humanity can see that we're real. and that these paintings themselves create a high vibration. So now the vibration here is high, so please bring people here so they can start to work with their angels. And that's the bottom line.
All right.
That's what happened. Cool.
So a lot of people say, well, hey, I have a connection, but I can't hear them. So are you special, or can everybody hear their angels?
Everyone can hear them. It's just a matter of really listening and allowing yourself to hear the connection, clearing away anything that keeps you from listening to source, because they're always there. And actually, they actually explained to me that we just have to ask them for help. We really do. We have to say we need help, and they will be there. So they are always there.
They are always there. And I will say it's a distinct voice. Do you agree with that? That our angels and guides are a distinct, different voice. That inner voice.
Yes, it is a distinct inner voice. But some people may not hear. Some people, there have been times where I felt, oh my God, I thought I was laying out in the yard and I really saw Archangel Michael right in the sky, maybe 30 feet above me, and I felt a touch on my face. And I had to, like, open my eyes. I thought I had been physically touched. So some people might feel it. Some people might smell the presence of angels. You know, so not everyone will hear that voice, but they may hear it in other ways. I want to open up the possibilities to the myriad, you know, ways that our angels, in the beginning, they just may flicker the candles for you to get your attention, you know, or maybe send a song about just what you're thinking about. So many ways, and that's what they've been teaching me all along. The artwork carries the frequency of the different divine beings that are in them. So when you come to the home or you have the artwork, you literally step into the same portal that I painted, a higher vibrational frequency where your guides and angels can connect with you, which
and
is
I
what they
that.
Want to do. Yeah, they want to do that with you.
Because that's what helps people remember what they came here to do, right?
And that's what it's all about. Once we know why we're here, we can share our special gifts finally with the world. We can be who we can get through that journey and finally be free to be me.
So what I'm thinking is this. If you, like, hung on to the whole, but I'm a chiropractor, but, right? If you hung on to that, you wouldn't be Joan of Angels right now, right?
No. Right. Nope, I wouldn't have become, and I believe that Joan of Angels is really who I really am and on many different realms. But, you know, I'm also Dr. Joan, and in the last 6 months, I've been integrating those two parts of me.
Now
it's like I've done my time in the desert, Diane, and now I'm being brought out and being asked to combine both sides. The healer, the extraordinary healer, and teaching people how to heal themselves and connect with their guides.
Exactly. You know, and again, mm-hmm. for everybody, they can find you and your work, everything, at joanofangels.com. And so when you say, like, you know, your art helps people connect because they're actually accessing that portal where you drew that, right?
Yes. You know, I did a session here in the sanctuary today, and I have a very sacred painting. It's huge, and it's this ancient master source being that created the planet with a huge cape. And my dear friend, client, as he was going through his vision, he actually felt an initiation that he received from this painting, from the being from the painting, literally touching his third eye and being, it's almost as if he was physically present in that vision. And so I'm very excited. I just said yes, Diane. It's not that I have any special gift. I just said yes. And that's all you have to do, guys, is say yes. You know, yes to the visions that you're getting, yes to the calling. is really the best I can say.
And yes to the voices, because I think a lot of people have trouble with, I'm hearing something, but I don't know really how to differentiate that between my voice and the angels' voices. So,
well, that's where readings come in.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where readings come in, where it confirms. I find that I confirm for people just what they were thinking. There is that uncertainty, like, am I really supposed to do that? Am I really hearing this? And so people like you and I confirm that this is true. This is real. You're not crazy. You're supposed to do that.
I agree. And it always comes in, like the way I tell people is this. It's a separate, distinct voice. It is not your voice. All right. So tell me just quickly, because we're going to have to go soon. And I don't like that because I love you. But when you're in a reading, before we go into that, just tell me, where can people go to the Masters and Miracles Club? And tell me how they go there, because I think a lot of people want to go there. So where do they go there, to the Miracle Club that you and your children created in the state of poverty? How do we get there?
Okay, if you want to go to the Miracles Club, which I am now going to be re-releasing, okay, then go to a website called awakeningtomiracles2018.com and sign up for that email list.
All right, good. And then
For that email list, I'll take care of you.
And I know you will. Okay. Interestingly, in my time zone, we're at 444 time of angels. Tell me, you know, that's a portal. Tell me super quickly, how do you determine when you're in a reading, someone's vibrational energy, how do you help them raise that? I mean, we have tell me that in 15 seconds.
You want my coaching program in 2 seconds. Okay. Imagine really very fast. Really start to see things on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being pretty low and 10 being turned on, high vibration. And wherever you go, what is the vibrational frequency here? What am I feeling? And as you become attuned to how to feel it, you'll go, oh my God, talking to Diane is like a 10. Holy moly. Or going down the street to the bar feels like a 2. I wake up like a 0.
I love that. All right, my darling Joan, joanofangels.com, we have to go. I bid you adieu. I thank you for coming on. I love you, and thank you for being here.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Love and light to everyone. Bye for now.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you ready to attract abundance, release stress, look and feel younger, all from your smartphone? Get Pure Light, a free mobile app with audios that transmit powerful frequencies to shift anything in your life. Created by some of the world's top energy healers, these audios have created miracles, often quickly. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan, the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
And we're back. So you can find my previous guest there on joanofangels.com. Everything she was talking about is really fast. She's a fascinating person. All right. So my musical guest on my New Age Notes segment is Michael Werlow. Welcome, Mike.
Nice to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you are very welcome. All right, so a little background about Mike, because it's going in here with exactly what we were talking about, you know, how do you get from here to there? So Mike started playing piano at 4 years old. He had some lessons at 5 years old, and I love this, Mike. The teacher said, let's wait till he learns his alphabet. I love this, right? So you're playing music before you know your ABCs. And then now here's what's interesting to me. You started playing for children's church groups in second grade. So what do you mean? What does that mean?
Just like when you're a kid and you go to church, when it's time to go to your Sunday school classes, parents go here, children go there. So when all the children are assembled in a central area, I was the piano player for those kids to sing their music before they headed off to their age-oriented classrooms.
Really? Interesting. I didn't know that. Okay, so your mom entered you in some talent shows and like what? Like piano talent shows? Or?
Just all sort of, all around talent shows, acrobats, piano players, accordion players, you know, whatever. And so, yeah, she had entered me in those. And then, you know, I'd pick out a couple of tunes and play them for the talent show and won several and came in second and third in the rest. So, but at the same time, it was fun. And it, for her main purpose, I think, was just to expose me to performing as opposed to just playing in the living room.
I love that. She was a good woman, right?
She still is 87 years old. Still going.
Still here.
And still shows up at my gigs as long as Lisa, my wife, will pick her up and bring her out to some of the gigs. And she just loves going to gigs and watching live music. So makes her feel good. She's proud of her son.
Well, you know, Mike, we're sort of all proud of you. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I think in, what was this, 2010, we had a reading?
Yes.
Okay. So I said to you, I remember this, your journey is music. Am I right in this year? Was it 2010?
Exactly. It was 2010, yeah.
Okay, so.
And that was my journey, exactly. And you nailed it right on the head, because when I called you that evening, I had no idea who you were. I just Googled you because I heard your music on Sirius Radio, satellite. And so I Googled you. Looked up who you were and called you, And you answered the phone, and I said, I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure why I'm calling. And you said, well, I am. And I said, well, let me in on it. And you said, why aren't you doing your passion? And I said, I'm not good enough. And you said, says who? And I said, says me. And you said, well, what makes you think you're qualified to make that determination?
Really?
Yeah, oh, that's how that first phone call ironed out. And then, of course, we spoke for about 10 minutes. You were busy. You had to go. I called you back the next night, and we did the reading, and then here we are. But the thing you were pointing out was that, there's paths in life, and when you hear the message, you respond to it, and more paths opened. And that's exactly what happened.
Okay, that's fascinating to me because, really, I don't remember any of that. Oddly, I remember 2010, and I remember doing a reading for you that said, go with your music, but I didn't remember anything that you just said. How funny, because, not because I have a poor memory, but because I'm doing readings in a trance, but you're saying that was our initial phone call. That was super interesting. Okay, so blah blah. Fast forward, you and Lisa, your lovely wife, and I'm gonna put a plug in here for your restaurants because you have the one restaurant right now. So Werlo's.
Yes.
Okay, Werlo's Tossed and Grilled in Pacific Grove, California. Everyone should go there. I love this restaurant. Really love this restaurant. I'm not just saying it. I come from a restaurant family, so I know, let's say, a good hamburger or a good steak when I see one, right?
Right.
I love your restaurant. But my point is this. So, all right, you and Lisa, you had some hard times. You did go to your inner voice that said, let me do my music, right?
Exactly.
Now, fast forward me into now. So, some hard times, and now what?
Exactly. We had just bought the 3/4 of the block. We were in for about $2 million. And all of our savings, as everybody was going through the same thing at that time with the economic crunch. So the savings were gone, and now we're open and we're up and running, and now we need money because businesses need money. And so I asked for help. It's like, Jesus, help me out here. I need $7,000 by Tuesday. And as all I got was a voice, an audible voice that only I could hear, and it was a female voice, this God representation. And she said, I gave you a gift. And I said, that's nice of you, but I need $7,000 by Tuesday. No more responses. Time went by. And, a couple of weeks later, the same thing. Okay, look, come on. And I got the same response again. I gave you a gift. And so a little time went by, and there's a story that goes behind this, but it's much too long to tell. But what happened was I booked a jazz band to come into my restaurant and play. And as it turns out, they couldn't do it because the one guy broke his ankle. So I met this other kid who was able to put me a jazz band together for this show that I already promoted. So we had to have the show. And he was able to get a trumpeter and a guitar player and a bass player, et cetera. But he never did get the keyboard player. And he said, don't worry, we have 2 days. Anyway, I'm driving to my restaurant the night of that gig. And I didn't bother calling the kid back because it was obvious I was going to be the keyboard player. And I didn't know a stitch of jazz. On my drive to my restaurant that night, I said, come on. I mean, I've done everything. I bought a piano. I'm on my way. I'm doing music. I need your help. I mean, you didn't even give me a piano player. And I paused and I heard the audible voice once again. And for the last time, say, I gave you a gift. And I just politely said, thank you. And all of my butterflies, all of my nerves, everything went away. I got to my restaurant about 3 minutes later, walked in, met the kids who were in the band. One of the guys was nice enough to bring me a real book, which is a jazz book. And I said, that's sweet, Marcus, but I can't read music. And he said, you're going to get up there and play with four of us. We're pretty good jazz players, and you're going to be the keyboard player. I said, that's what we're here to do. The night went off without a hitch. I was able to stay on stage the whole, all 3 hours and hang in with him. But the point being, you follow that inner guide, you follow that inner voice. And as a result of that, 8 years later, I'm actively involved in four bands. I host a rock and roll, jazz, blues, R&B show on my stage every Thursday night. The phone rings with gigs. I take many of them. Some of them I don't take because sometimes you just need a break now after all of this. But it's just interesting how when you follow that divine guidance, the truth, your inner truth comes out and you just blossom. You blossom. And as a result of that, I still have not really attained a level of wealth, huge wealth, but I've attained a huge level of inner peace, joy, and happiness. And I am proud to say I have about 150 friends who are all musicians. And it's just amazing how when you follow that divine guidance, the doors open up, the paths open up, and you don't always know where they're going to take you. But as long as you follow it, it doesn't matter because it ends up ultimately taking you to inner peace and inner joy. So
exactly,
that's pretty
exactly
much the story in a nutshell. Yeah,
exactly. I love you. I love your wife. I love your restaurant. Wurlowsonline.com, right?
Wurlows as well. Online. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Love you. Producers telling me we got to go. I love
Time's
you.
Up.
Thank
nice
you.
Meeting you, Ron. Nice talking to you. Have a great
Thank
afternoon,
you.
All of you guys. Thank you.
Night.
Thank you for listening to From Here to There Radio, Demystifying the Journey, with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific, on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Diane is dedicated to helping you be in alignment with your purpose by implementing real-life strategies for getting unstuck and moving forward. For more information on this show or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com. That's DianeGarris.com.